Do you have a kid who tells you to go away when they're super upset and you know they need you and you just don't know how to respond to this? Because if you stay, they get upset. And if you go, they get upset. You are not alone. And in today's episode, I am going to address why highly sensitive kids in particular sometimes push us away when they need us most. And I'm going to talk about how we can respond effectively. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place, because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of three, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey, friend, and welcome back to Raised Resilient. I'm your host, Dr. Hillary, and I am so glad you're here. I just wanted to say it's been so fun coming back to podcasting. So many of you have reached out. You've written emails and DMs and just said you're so glad to see the podcast back. And that just means the world to me because I never intended to take such a long break. It was for a really good reason, but it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back creating these episodes for you and to hear from you that they're resonating. So thanks for being here. And if you are loving this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would share with another parent who needs it. Maybe you know another parent of a highly sensitive child and you know that this podcast would be helpful. Share an episode that you really found super helpful in your parenting or share the podcast as a whole. And if you haven't yet, I would be so honored if you would leave a review and let us know what you think of the podcast. Let us know how it has affected your life as a parent. Let us know what your wins have been as a result of listening, because really that is how other parents who need this podcast are going to find it. So if you have a few minutes to go and do that, it would just mean the world to me. Okay, so let's talk about when our kids tell us to go away. This was one of the most confusing things I faced as a first-time mom. Because I remember my oldest, when he was a toddler, he would have these intense meltdowns and then he would scream at me, "Go away, mommy." And so as a first-time mom, I was like, okay, I'll give you some space, right? And so I would get up to leave and he would be like, "No, don't go." And I was legit like so confused. I was like, what do you want from me? Why are you telling me to go away and then screaming at me to come back? This is so confusing. And so I would kind of straddle this line between like being there, but not too in his face. And I would just sit there and I didn't know what to do. And over time, we found our way. I figured out what he really needed from me through trial and error. And I understood the energy he needed me to bring. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today, is what's really going on when our kids tell us to go away and how to know how to respond, because sometimes giving them some space is the right answer. So how do you know? And what are you supposed to do? And what is the energy that they need us to bring? We can't know that unless we really understand what's underneath this behavior. Okay. So, and this is behavior that is super common in highly sensitive kids in particular. And so we're going to get into why that's the case. But before we do, as a reminder, if you are not sure if your child fits at least my description of what I mean when I say a highly sensitive, emotionally intense child, take my free quiz. It's fun. I like quizzes anyway. I think it's fun. And it's like 2 minutes and you will have some really great ideas about how to move forward and support your child effectively. So it's at raisedresilient.com/quiz. Go do that. Pause this episode. Literally go do that and come back if you haven't taken it yet. It's really quick and easy and will give you some great information. Okay, let's talk about what is underneath our kids telling us to go away in the heat of a really difficult moment. The truth of the matter is that most of the time, and I'm not going to sit here and say all the time, because are there exceptions? Is there a world where maybe your child actually is trying to ask for space? Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about how to kind of know when that's happening. But most of the time, when a highly sensitive child in particular is telling you to go away, they don't actually want you to go away. And in some cases, they're not even really talking to you. So let's get into what's really going on. So what I realized for my son was that when he was saying go away, he was not talking to me at all. In those moments, my little toddler was talking to the intensity of these feelings. So this would happen a lot after he had taken a nap and he was kind of giving up his nap. You all know the nap purgatory that I'm talking about, where your toddler is giving up their nap, but they fall asleep in the car and you like literally can't go anywhere in the afternoon because you'll ruin bedtime. But then if they don't have a nap, they're super cranky. But if they do, they're up until like 10 p.m. And you know exactly what I'm talking about if you've had a toddler, right? So it's really tricky. And my child would have these massive meltdowns on days where he did take a nap because he would sleep, but he wouldn't sleep long enough to, I guess, go through an entire sleep cycle because I had to wake him to preserve bedtime. And so he would fall asleep late because he just wasn't tired at his old nap time. And he would wake up and just be in this almost otherworldly state. Like he was not a happy camper. And so he would have these really big meltdowns. And in the face of these really intense meltdowns that really nothing seemed to help, he would tell me to go away, like emphatically, right? And I mentioned that I used to actually take him up on that and say, okay, sure, I'll give you some space, right? And he hated that too. That's because he wasn't talking to me. He didn't want me to go away. He was speaking to the intensity of these big, massive emotions that he did not know what to deal with and that it was really hard for him to hold in his body. And it took me a while to figure that out, right? Because at first I really took it literally. I thought he was just asking for space. I was like, wow, okay, I can teach him better words, but he understands that he needs a minute. No, he did not need a minute. And actually, when I would get up to leave, that felt super threatening for him. It felt so scary for him to be left alone with these big feelings. And so over time, what I started to say in those moments instead was, I'm here. I'm here. I know this feels scary. I'm not going anywhere. And then over time, that actually evolved into me actually saying out loud, I am not afraid of your big feelings. I know they feel scary to you, but we're going to get through this. I'm right here. And then sometimes I would just sit in silence with a holding energy, right? Just, I was there, I was present, I was breathing, but I wasn't speaking because he just in those moments couldn't handle that. And as I shifted into speaking to what was actually going on in those moments, everything else shifted. His energy shifted, his ability to tolerate the intensity of his emotions with my safe presence really shifted. And what I realized looking back is that when I would get up and say, okay, sure, buddy, I'll give you a minute, I was actually triggering this really deep-seated fear of abandonment that all of our kids carry, right? They depend on us for survival, quite literally, but that highly sensitive kids in particular carry very, very deeply. They are terrified that at some point, they are truly going to be too much for us, and we're going to be like, all right, kid, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. See ya. And of course, we would never do that. Of course, we would never do that. But our kids don't know that. What they know is that if we feel like we're rejecting them, they feel unsafe. They feel like deeply, deeply, like at their core, unsafe. So I was inadvertently activating my child's fear of abandonment when I would say, okay, sure, I'll give you a minute. Now, at 2 years old, was he conscious of this? No. But that's what was happening. And once I understood that, I was so much better able to be with him effectively without triggering that fear of abandonment in those moments. Now, as he has grown, I've seen go away come out in other moments too. So as he got older, when he was maybe 5 or 6, he would have these really intense meltdowns sometimes, and he would seem really angry at me, and he would tell me to go away. And in those moments, he was talking to me. He was telling me to go away. But what I discovered was that the reason he was telling me to go away is because he feared that me seeing the intensity of his emotions, that me experiencing that me seeing sort of his quote-unquote dark side as he saw it, right? That these feelings were so big and so intense that he feared on some level that exposing me to the intensity of his feelings would push me away, would make me think, okay, I've had enough. This kid is too much. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that my oldest child is the kid who says what every other kid is thinking, but he actually verbalizes it, which has been kind of like a cheat code for me as a parent and as a parenting coach. But one day we were talking after his meltdown had subsided, and he was able to say to me that when I feel this mad, I'm afraid that you won't want to be with me when I'm like this. Now, he didn't just come out with that, okay? We had been talking for a while, and I had been using some of the strategies that I teach parents in my coaching program to get him to feel the emotional safety that he needed in order to really talk with me about his feelings and behaviors. But within that emotional safety, he was able to tell me that sometimes when he's telling me to go away, it's because he's afraid that he's going to be too much for me, that I'm going to think he's too much, and then ultimately reject him. Which is so sad when you think about that. But feeling too much and fearing that attachment figures, that caregivers, that parents will think that they are too much is a central part of most highly sensitive kids' experience. And so this is where the I'm not afraid of your feelings, I'm right here, I'm not going anywhere can be really, really powerful. And so I've said those things many times to my child. But what I have also done is to continue to build that emotional safety outside the moment by saying things like, there is nothing you could ever do that would make me stop loving you. There's nothing you could ever say to me. There's nothing you could ever say to your brother. There's nothing you could ever say to your dad. There's nothing you could ever do that would make me stop loving you. And I would tell him, I'm so glad you're my kid. I love everything about you. Or I would say, I love you when? I love you when you're mad. I love you when you're sad. I love you when you're happy. I love you when you're playing soccer. I love you when you're jumping on the trampoline. I love you when you're building with Legos. I love you when you're having a hard day, like all of that. And so over time, as I built that emotional safety, what I saw was that there would be times that he did actually want a little bit of space. And so if you have a child who you feel genuinely does better with a little bit of quiet space to maybe build with some Legos in their room or whatever, and you know your child is safe enough. This is really important, okay? If your child is hitting and kicking and screaming, you are not leaving that room. That is not a safe time for you to leave that room. And so there have been times with my oldest and now with my six-year-old that I'll say to him, I hear you asking for space. And your body is not in a safe place for me to give you that space right now. My number one job as your mom is to keep you safe. And so I am going to stay right here. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm not going to let you hit. Oh, I'm going to stop you from kicking. I hear that you want space. And when your body feels safer and calmer, I can give you that space. And so, yeah, there have been times where I've had to sit in the room with them and even hold their bodies or stop their hands so that they could stop their aggressive behaviors and get to a place where a break was feasible. I literally did this with my six-year-old a few days ago. So it's really important that we don't honor a request for space when our child is tearing apart the room or kicking and screaming. And oftentimes, when your child is being aggressive, when they are being destructive, they are telling you with their behaviors, I need you close. I'm having a hard time and I'm afraid of this intensity and I'm afraid this intensity is going to push you away. And yet I still need you here. And I'm not sure how to communicate that to you. So if we've got aggressive behaviors, if we've got destructive behaviors, we have to stay in the room until our child is safe, period. But if your child's body is safe and in a place where you are not concerned about them hurting themselves or destroying the room when you leave, it is 100% okay to give them that space. But here is how I would do it. I would not say, okay, fine, right? If your child says to you, go away, I need to be alone. And we say, okay, fine, I'll see you later. That activates, especially for highly sensitive kids, their fear of abandonment, even though they asked for the space. And so even though you might feel frustrated and you might want to leave like that, the best thing to do is really to just reaffirm that connection and say to your child, yep, I hear you. I'm going to give you some space because I hear you asking for it. I'm going to be right over here if you need me. And as you play around with this, you're going to understand the moments where your child really does need you versus the moments where they need some space. I've really come to understand with my nine-year-old when he does need space versus when he might tell me to go away, but he actually wants me close. there are still times when I'll say to him, I'll actually just call it out. I'll say, I hear you telling me to go away, but I feel like you still need me to stay close. And you can decide if that's true or not, but that's just what I'm picking up from you. Is there a part of you that wants me to stay? And he'll like give me a thumbs up to the side. You know what I mean? He'll sort of be like, yes, I acknowledge that, you know? So he and I have evolved in our relationship to where we do have that trust and emotional safety. And I can say something like that in the moment and he gets it and he can tell me what he needs most of the time. So we have come a long way from where we were when he was a toddler and I was completely confused about what to do. So I hope this is helpful insight for you when you're thinking about your highly sensitive child and when you're being told in the heat of a difficult moment to go away, mommy, or go away, daddy, I don't want you. And by the way, if your child is rejecting you but begging for your partner, right? So if your child only wants mommy or only wants daddy, that's a little bit of a different thing. And I have a whole episode on that. If you go to my website, raisedresilient.com/podcast, and you search in the little search box, which is a fun upgrade when I created my new version of my website. So you can actually search for parental preference and that episode will come up, or only once mommy. You can literally search only once mommy and you'll see my episode on parental preference come up. And I give a lot of amazing strategies in that episode on how to respond if your child is rejecting you or only preferring you. And you can share this episode with your partner so that both of you can respond in a sturdy, confident way, because that is so important. But when it's not an issue of parental preference and your child is just saying to you, go away in the heat of a difficult moment, I hope this episode helps you think through what might be going on so that you can respond effectively and from a sturdy place. Because I'll tell you, when I was confused about what was happening, I was not responding from a sturdy place. I was just like, okay, let me try this. And that didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to me to be sort of on the back foot and not sure what to do. So hopefully this episode gives you more insight so that you know how to respond in a way that feels sturdy and feels confident, even if your child continues to push back or to push you away, because they might, right? And so it's really, really important that we understand what's really happening in these moments. I hope this was helpful. As always, if there are other topics that you have questions about, jump in the Facebook group, email me, let me know what you want me to cover. And that is going to wrap up today's episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raisedresilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.